How are you?
Sarah?
Hello.
Well,
I'm over here.
They gave you that.
Hello, my name is Ray. I'll be your back tech today.
Hi, how you doing?
So far, so good. About yourself?
I'm doing great. Unfortunately, my air is not. Keys on the keyboard are falling off. And actually, I've had this problem since like 2000, since like September or so of last year. But I had to use a Bluetooth keyboard because I couldn't take my Mac in because I had to work. And so I'm like, I'm on a business trip right now. I'm going on a business trip in a few days. So I'm like, all right, now's a good time because I'm not going to be I'm not going to be around my computer. So I have my phone.
All right, so let's see if we can figure out exactly what we need to do in order to get that taken care of.
I think you need to get the top panel replaced again.
So you got the connect.
You said that there were keys that were falling off.
Yeah. There are. I just haven't touched it since like since I brought it back from. I haven't touched the keyboard itself for a while. You guys had to reset some of the keys.
I'll try.
And you warned me that it would fall off. The O, the right arrow, the H. I think there's others.
Okay, yeah, we could totally help you get a top case on there. It'll definitely get you a brand new keyboard instead of the device. That's no problem at all.
Yeah. Also, is it possible that that the Air can I upgrade that hard drive in the Air?
I wouldn't say that's something that couldn't happen with the device. It may not be something that we could do through the Genius Bar, but we do have a third party out here in Vegas called Century 23. They may be able to assist you with those kinds of modifications.
Oh, you guys can't?
Because we would be able to assist you with repairing the device in of itself. But as far as hard drive components, that would be something that we had to order first.
Okay, because I already know that you can't, I already know that I can't upgrade the RAM. It's soldered to the motherboard, logic board. Whoops. All right, right device. Hang on. Hello.
But the hard disk drive is actually a removable component.
It's a solid state drive.
Exactly. So,
and is it connected via ATA, serial ATA or parallel ATA? Serial ATA?
I think it's M1 or M2, actually.
Oh, different connectors then.
Yes.
I'm old school.
Well, we still have those particular connectors in the other MacBook Pros.
Yeah, but I don't want to listen to... You know when I start up?
I hear you. So with your permission, I'd like to be able to run a quick assessment of the hardware on this device, and then we'll help you start drawing up some paperwork.
All right, yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm trying to actually get work with you guys as sales, in sales, and I actually sent in my application 2 years ago, but like nothing's come of it. And I just want to be sure, I just want to make sure that to maybe try and get it on the top again. I've actually, you know, modified the application several times, and I actually got as close to a hiring seminar at another one of your Apple stores, but I never got any further for some really weird reason, and I know that I'm fully qualified.
Well, as it happens, we're always looking for new talents, especially within sales.
Yes.
All of our opportunities are going to be posted at jobs.
I know, I already applied, and I can't resubmit the application because I already applied.
I don't really have any specifics outside of that. It's just something that I don't have access to.
Yeah, well, if you can put in a good word for, you know, if you can just talk to your hiring manager and see if you can, I don't know, do something. Because they said that they were going to do something last year. They were actually, I think, wanted me, but I couldn't make it back because of some business I was working on.
Well, you've already taken the best step forward from getting the information in the system. There's still going to be lots of hiring events. It's a really excellent sign.
Only one. So I can only submit that application once now. They changed it, so I can't keep hitting that submit button and getting my application at the top. So
get him because I want to get him to
growing quite a bit.
Really?
So
wow, that's great.
Some new opportunities.
Yeah.
Just double check and make sure.
Yeah, I looked a few days ago, just sales, and I already submitted it like a few years ago. So.
Yeah. How you doing?
I would just say just keep on top of it.
And by the way, there is no water damage to this thing. I use a Vicks, I use a Warm Mist humidifier, but I run a cooling fan underneath just to, keep the system cool. So yeah, it's in pretty good shape.
Okay.
Just letting you know in case you know you see something. I'm very careful around my machine.
Understood.
As you can see.
Well, let's get those assessments run. I'll help you drop all that paperwork.
All right.
We'll be good to go from there.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
How you doing? It's Rick. I helped you last time.
Hi! How you doing?
Good to see you again.
Good to see you too. Let me try that.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. We got it.
That's it.
We got it.
So I'm still trying to apply to you guys.
Right on. Keep doing it. Like I said, did anyone get back to you at all?
No.
You know why, though? I got to let you know. They did hire out recently a little bit, but just like I said, we had a few other people before.
Mm-hmm.
They just try it every single couple months.
I can't resubmit that application, though. I already hit the submit button once.
It usually, I think it goes away after 60 or 90 days. I'm with a customer now, but I'll ask my technician or my leader on the floor once I'm done here.
Okay, yeah, and knowing people helps too, so, you know.
Exactly.
So now I sort of know you.
Yeah. I already mentioned you too after you left last time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
And what do they say?
This is great. I mean, especially with your ability too to teach. You know where we get a lot of customers too who would like one-on-ones too are at a fashion show.
Yeah, I
but
could do that.
But is that harder for you to drive?
It is. Okay. I don't drive, so.
Right, I mean.
No, it's okay.
It's
harder for me to get around to there.
Yeah.
So, and not like this is any easier, but.
I know.
And paratransit drops off probably somewhere very far away, and I would have to walk here.
Oh.
I hate that.
Yep.
We can only drop off at where the signs are. Drop me off at a roundabout, will you?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't feel safe. You know?
No, absolutely not.
But it's kind of a win-lose because I'm safer. And here, it's actually a little bit quieter.
Yep, that's true. The other store is pretty loud.
And it just, I can't, just seriously gives me ear fatigue. I'm like, because I'm losing my hearing a little bit. So it's like, I want to try and maintain what I have left.
Exactly.
I'm a musician too, so.
Oh, nice. What do you play?
I sing, actually.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Right. I'd hand you one of my business cards, except I don't have any.
No worries. That in fact, I'll find out here in a second.
Go ahead. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. If he knows, but I would want him to get close to the Wi-Fi. Okay. I'm going to show you a trick here. So I'm here now where the passcode
is.
So he probably had a 4 rather than a 6. Okay. So a 6.
Okay. Hey, Rick.
This is, yes.
When you have a moment, Danny's looking for you.
Okay. Be right there, Danny.
Send a 6. Can we go home and finish this up?
You're good.
Okay.
Any word
so
on the
actually, I'll do
hardware?
This.
On the, how my hardware's doing on my laptop?
It's just finishing up.
I'm
going to
have you
right
go
now.
When this
how does it look?
Here.
So
but
so
tell
so
them it's completely up to date.
The rest of the
have them recover it.
Okay.
I want to put it back in the case.
I do try and take good care of my system. I really do. I mean, I don't know. I don't like the people that just, it only has water damage. It hasn't even been your water, you know? So I'm just letting you know right now. Honest to goodness, I take good care of my machines.
Okay. Well, excellent. Looks like all the hardware is
it better. Now, because I run the warm VIX humidifier, you know, that's a tongue twister. And is the cooling fan underneath a good idea? That way it just kind of keeps everything all, you know, well, cool.
That's definitely not going to hurt.
Because my theory, because you know how air conditioners dry stuff out? That was my theory. I'm like, okay, if it gets, because I keep it about as humid as the Amazon rainforest in there, and I don't want any water sucked into the fans. So I hate hardware. I don't deal with hardware. I deal more with software, but I'm willing to learn. If I ever need to do genius, I'm willing to learn.
But if you guys do...
Oh, it's too bad you guys can't do the software, the hard drive upgrade.
If you'd like, I can give you the contact
information.
Yes, can you do that? And do I just buy the hard drive from you guys? Or, like, how does that work?
They may be able to assist you with the sale of the appropriate parts.
What max?
Come here, let
what's the max amount that I can put on the logic board? So I'm thinking of upgrading to a 512, I think? No. 500 gig.
Well, you have a 256 in there right now.
Exactly.
So next step up will be a 512.
Oh, just like RAM.
Yeah.
What? That's weird.
It's power substitute.
Oh, no, 256 and 512 doesn't. Oh, yeah, it is. I'm a musician. I can only count to 4.
All right, next test we're going to run is to test the keyboard layout. Just make sure that we identify all the affected keys in there.
Right.
And outside of that, we should be good to go.
Okay, cool.
Now, there are two ways that we could approach this repair.
Okay.
As
all
it
right
happens, it looks like it's still under your Apple Care. So
yes, it is.
Service fees, no worries there.
Yay.
Just as long as there isn't any sort of accident. It's part of the things we have to talk about. So, as it happens, we don't have the top case for this device in stock.
I know. So I've done this. I've had this repair done before.